The clock has just struck midnight, and sleep continues to evade Nairobi. It has become the norm for her to wake up frantic, as though her day's mishaps carried into her dreams, which in turn jolted her to an awakened paradigm accompanied by sweat and panic. The night is silent, except for the occasional bark or two from the stray dogs. "What a frenzy," she exclaims silently. Her partner is wide asleep at this time, to her benefit. She's now contemplative, revisiting her paradigms and their apparent hoax. "I am consistently blabbering on about how we can tap the soul in such a manner that complete inner peace and tranquility is achievable. Yet, here I am, failing at my own duty, my own words. I certainly hope this hypocrisy stays between me and the pillows," she emitted to herself. "A new day is upon us, and with a heavy heart, I'll try again," she continued. She returns to her sleep and continues so until dawn. 2 weeks flow without incident, and it appears that her trajectory is stabilizing, though one would now feel compelled to sway away from a "know thyself" attitude, knowing what that pillow knows. Her only leverage right now, as it appears, is that the frenzy of her household is comprised of souls in dire need of her advice or dishonesty. It all appears chaotic to an outsider. However, one must add that the dynamic is not what it always appears to be. Kleptocracy, born from good intentions, sums up all this fairly accurately. The dynamic is not all that it appears to be, given that one can't teach their children about their inner strength or their inner God, as she likes to prettify it, yet treat them as though they require saving of some sort. Oh, the hypocrisy. The blunder in the human mind is between letting go and holding on. A conundrum that one battles with ad infinitum. Locks it in and then assumes it as a condition sacred to oneself. A burden they carry for their family for some unknown reason. Children don't require saving. Hence, the let go paradigm must suffice. "It almost sounds as though I am in a trance with all these thoughts," she adds. "All of this which nature is trying to teach me is mine, and it's as though I can pull other people's experiences as well. I am a servant." With great gifts comes great responsibilities. Hence, the bed immediately absorbed my fallout the other morning, which kept my husband at a loss of knowing. A testimony, like none else, of the beauty of the dynamic here at home, she said excitedly. At this stage, she's all alone at the house. All are out and about, performing their routines. A call comes in. It's the husband. "Him? Hi, I might be running late. Errands." And as quickly as the call came, it left. "A message would have sufficed," she moaned. Now, a trail of suspicions lingers, forming the hills one must summit to see the other side, to rise beyond suspicion and to put one's own inner self work to the test. Then do so every single day and thus create one's life. It is a trail of challenges, seemingly set out intentionally by a source of life, a creator of some sort, that has yet to explain its meaning. So perhaps she should be gracious to herself, knowing all of this. Tea will solve my dilemma, she remarks. Jolting has been a quirk of hers ever since, and the couch no less spared. She hurries to the kitchen. She has a few hours to herself. I, the writer, am observing all of this. For one, we don't ever want to arrive at a situation where the household behaves as an occult-like fairy tale, led by a lady who's beyond approach, whose word is all truth, and by whose family, including the men, leech onto her flawed wisdom like servants that know nothing else. Servants breed serpents in uncontrolled environments, as an array of animals teach us. Everything comes at a time that it's supposed to come. She remembered these words from her husband. Immanuel Kant has opined that human behavior and advancements are limited to our perception or worldly knowledge. Not in those exact words, but close. And as trivial as that may sound today, it would still serve as a welcomed reminder on some of our walls as a banner. It will all come as it comes. If it doesn't, then that should also be fine, at least on paper. The Wanderer, Nairobi, still has a ton to learn. It's clear that she is incredible already as is and has come so far. Whether or not she's an ascetic is of little consequence, considering that that is a minor detail in her daily manifestation. And this is one of those few moments that I can safely say it does not matter. What is emphasized will mushroom. And her attitude to her family is already born from a great source. So she'll be fine. And the guy, the king in the house, he'll be fine too. We are all wandering non-ascetics. And guess what? They are all wandering non-ascetics. And guess what? They will advertently end where all ascetics are, because in the end, the train stops at the same destination. Thank you for listening, my friends. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.